AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday. Doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200. How about last night? The Chargers were in trouble at the half. 21-13 in Inglewood. And everybody started wondering if they were falling apart. Is this team not going to make the playoffs? Well, Justin Orange Sherbert Herbert had something to say about that. He passed for 284 and two tutties, including a go-ahead 19-yard strike to Darius Davis early in the fourth. And the Chargers rally cap style get it done 34-27 over the Broncos. They're 9-6 now. They've got a 97% chance of making the playoffs. Harbaugh said it was a total team effort by everyone. It was phenomenal. The test and challenge is how you're going to respond to it. They went back to work and stayed the course. How about your boy, Cameron the Kicker Dicker, making the first successful fair catch kick in the NFL in 48 years. He was good from 57 yards on the final play of the first half to get the Chargers within 21-13. Now Denver's 9-6. They could have clinched a playoff spot, but had its four-game winning streak snapped. The Broncos still have an 85% chance to make playoffs. They got tough tests left, though, at Cincy December 28th and at home against Kansas City in Week 18, the final weekend. Sean Payton said, obviously, a disappointing loss. There was a lot at stake, and we know that. We had a fast start, and then, uncharacteristically, we didn't finish or play nearly well enough in the second half, both offensively and defensively. They looked like they were on their way to wrapping up their first postseason berth since 2015 after they scored on their first three drives to go up 21-10. But after Will Lutz's 41-yarder through the third quarter, like midway through, gave the Broncos a 24-13 advantage. The Chargers started storming back. Bo Nix said, first three drives, 21 points, and then we just kind of stalled. We got the same defense in the second half. Just for whatever reason, we couldn't get it going. Gus Edwards, who had 14 carries, 68 yards, went off 5 yards off the left end for his second tutty of the game to get the Bolts within 24-19, but the two-point conversion was no good. Edwards also got in from the one in the first quarter to tie the game at sevens. So Denver went 3.5 for the second time in three possessions, and then suddenly the Chargers took their first lead on first and 10 from the Denver 19. Herbert, who completed 23 of 30 with, I guess he had a pick in the game. He did. He scrambled left, threw across his body, off his left foot to Davis with 12 and a half minutes left. Herbert said, we had him on a little bubble out of the backfield. I scrambled out, saw the pressure. He just turned upfield and made an incredible play. Then he found Palmer in the back of the end zone for the two-point conversion. Palmer made a one-handed grab before going out of bounds. A beautiful catch to make it 27-24. And then L.A. put it out of reach with 2:27 left on Herbert's 34-yard tutty to Hassan Haskins. How about this? Denver gained 212 yards on its first drive and 2:29 in the first half, but just 107 yards after halftime. Like I said, the Broncos are at Cincinnati on the 28th. The Chargers are at New England on the 28th. Let's go to the NBA. It was crazy last night. I gave you the Nets yesterday on Coast to Coast. 101-94, they get it done against the Raptors in Toronto. Cam Johnson had 33, 10 boards, and 6 dimes. The Knicks embarrassed the T-Wolves of the Target in Minneapolis. Cat Towns returns and puts a 32 pasting on the T-Wolves with 20 rebounds. You heard me, 20 rebounds and 6 dimes. 133-107 Knicks. I gave you the Lakers 113-100 over the Kings in Sacktown of the Golden One. Anthony Davis had 21, 19 boards and 3 steals. Jazz upset the Pistons 126-119 in Detroit. Markkanen had 27 and 14 boards. Thunder win. Magic cover by a hook. 105-99 at the Kia in Orlando. Shai Gilgeous with 35, 6 dimes, and 4 steals. Wizards over the Hornets 123-114. Jordan Poole at 27 for the Wizards. They covered. Bulls covered. I gave you the Bulls 14.5 at the Garden in Boston. They beat them outright 117-108. Zach LaVine with 36 and 6 boards. Rockets 133-113 over the Pelicans. I gave you the Rockets laid the 10.5. Jalen Green had 34 and 6 rebounds. How about this one? Unbelievable. Green and Curry held without a field goal. You heard me. Grizzlies 144-93 all over the Dubs. That is an ass pummeling. Aldama had 21 and 14 for the Grizzlies, who are now 19-9, 13-3 at home. I talked to Eric Hasseltine, a play-by-play voice to the Grizzlies on Coast to Coast this week. They are for real, and so is Aldama, another 7-footer. Spurs get it done in overtime over the Hawks on the Riverwalk. Wemby had a 42-burger with 6 rebounds and 4 swats. Clips with a huge win at Dallas, 118-95. Zubats had 21 and 15 rebounds for the Clippers. Powell went off. Harden went off. I gave you the Pacers and the 6.5 at the Suns at Footprint in the Desert. And the Pacers won the game outright 120-111. Pascal Siakam had 25 and 18 rebounds. And I also gave you the Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. I took the 8.5 against the Nuggets. And the Blazers win it outright on a last second layup. Simons had 28 and 10 dimes for the Blazers. What a night in the NBA. You got to be kidding me. Let's take a look at what's going on tonight. Lakers and Kings at 6 o'clock. It's like a day game. 3 o'clock in the West. What is this? It's craziness. They just played yesterday. That's not even today. That's Saturday. They're playing again Saturday at 6. I'm tripping. So tonight, Thunder and Heat. Oak City laying 1.5. At Miami, that should be a good game at the Kaseya Center in South Beach. Hornets and Sixers in Philadelphia. Phillies laying 10.5. And Bucks Cavs are on NBA TV at 7:30 at the Rocket Mortgage in Cleveland. Cleveland's laying 9.5. So now I do want to go back to this and give you Saturday's game so we don't screw you up. That Laker King game at the Sacramento Golden One. Heat and Magic in the Kia in Orlando, Jazz and Nets in Brooklyn, Knicks and Pelicans at the Smoothie in New Orleans. The Grizzlies are in Atlanta. Sixers are at Cleveland. Celtics and Bulls this time in Chicago on the West Side. Wizards and Bucks at the Fiserv in Milwaukee. The Dubs are in Minneapolis against the T-Wolves. Clips and Mavs again in Dallas. Blazers and Spurs in San Antonio, and the Pistons Suns are going to hook up in the Desert. Now, that's Saturday. I want to give you Sunday. Rockets and Raptors in Toronto at 6. 6 o'clock, Pacers, Kings of the Golden One in Sacktown. And 7 o'clock, the Nuggets and Pelicans at the Smoothie. So that gives you all of the NBA games through Sunday. All right, let's look at college rag from last night. It was terrible, but Georgia is now 10-1. They beat Buffalo 100-49. They covered. That was easy enough. Norfolk State 71-54 over Alabama State. Oakland lost to Cleveland State 92-75. Delaware State by 13 over Grambling. The Anteaters of Irvine 92-84 at Belmont. Middle Tennessee by a bucket over Lipscomb. Moorhead by 1 over Martin in overtime. Texas 98-62 over New Orleans. Little Rock by 4 over SIU Edwardsville. Wyoming beat Bellarmine's ass 92-55. Southern Indiana by a bucket over Tennessee State. Tennessee Tech by 6 over Lindenwood. Southeast Missouri by 7 over Eastern Illinois. Utah Tech by 5 over South Dakota. Grand Canyon ripped Chicago State, but Chicago State 0-13 covered. 74-51 Grand Canyon. Long Beach State by 3 over Pepperdine. And St. Mary's beat Merrimack, but Merrimack covered. And I gave you Merrimack yesterday on C2C. Let me just give you tonight's best games. How about this? Number 19, Cincinnati at number 22, Dayton in Cincy. Battle of Ohio, Cincy laying 3.5. And A&M is at home in College Station taking on Houston Christian. A&M's laying 32.5. Also tonight, Valpo and Western Michigan. Western Michigan laying 2.5. I'm just looking for decent games. Let's see. UIC, Illinois, Chicago, and Seattle. Seattle laying 6.5. Rider at Penn. Penn laying 4.5. Delaware at St. Peter. St. Peter's laying 2.5. Akron at Yale. Yale laying 3.5. App State in North Texas and Frisco. North Texas laying 11.5. St. John's at Providence. St. John's laying 6.5. Jackson State at UTEP at the Don Haskins Invitational. UTEP laying 13.5. Florida A&M at BYU. BYU's laying 34.5. And Loyola Marymount at home in L.A. taking on Southern. Loyola laying 8.5 in that one. Now let's look at Saturday's ranked games. So we'll start with Duke at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. That's at noon. Wake Forest and Clemson at Little John at 2 o'clock. UCLA's at North Carolina. They're playing that one at the Garden in New York City. 5:30, Ohio State and Kentucky, same spot at the world's most famous in New York. And then at 8 o'clock, number 10, Oregon and Stanford in San Jose. North Florida and number 7, Florida's at noon in Gainesville. And then number 9, Marquette and Xavier at the Cintas Center in Cincinnati. Number 11, UConn's at Butler at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Mississippi State at number 21, Memphis at the FedEx Forum in Memphis. A&M Corpus Christi at number 15, Houston at the Fertitta Center. Florida Atlantic's at number 20, Michigan State at the Breslin in East Lansing. Number 16, Purdue and number 2, Auburn taking a game to Birmingham. That should be a good one. And then Ole Miss, ranked 17, taking on Queens down in Oxford. Bucknell at number 13, Gonzaga in Spokane. And late night, 10:30 East, Cal at San Diego State. But they're playing a game in San Jose at the SAP Center, so the Aztecs are just the home team. Sunday, there's more. Morgan State at number 3, Iowa State at the Hilton in Ames. Kent State's at number 6, Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Central Arkansas at number 14, Oklahoma in Norman. Purdue Fort Wayne at number 24, Michigan in Ann Arbor. Browns at number 8, Kansas at the Fog Allen in Lawrence. And Grambling goes to number 19, Cincinnati in the Queen City. That's all your college basketball through Sunday. All right, let's look at the NHL from last night. The Penguins get it done in Smashville. The Bridgestone in overtime. Brian Rust with the second of the game. Pittsburgh wins it 5-4. I gave you the Penguins on the road. I gave you the Lightning on the puck line yesterday on C2C. They got it done 3-1 at Amalie. Vasilevsky, 31 saves. Kucherov had 2 assists for the Lightning as well. Jackets 4-2 over the Devils in Ohio. Kings 7-3 over the Flyers. I gave you the Kings. Kopitar with 2 goals for LA. I gave you the Blackhawks. They got it done against the Smoke Kraken. 3-1 in Chicago on the west side. Senators 3-2 over the Flames in overtime. It's saddled down. Brady Tkachuk with the winner. Oilers 3-2 over the Bruins. I gave you the Oilers. They got it done at Rogers Place in overtime. Ekholm with the winner in the extra session. I gave you Vegas 3-1 over the Canucks. Inside the Magada, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. And the Avalanche 4-2 over the Sharks. I want to get into Saturday and Sunday's games for you so you know what's going on in terms of the NHL. But tonight on a pain-free Friday, Leafs and Sabres and Shabanov to Buffalo. Toronto's minus $1.65. Canadians and Red Wings and Little Sleezers in Detroit. Detroit's minus $1.55. Blues and Panthers and Sunrise. Florida's minus $2.70. Canes and Caps in D.C. Canes are minus $1.40. Rangers and Stars in Dallas. Dallas is minus $1.85. Utah's in St. Paul at the XL against Wild. Wilder minus $1.35. And Avs and Ducks tonight on the Pond in Anaheim. Colorado's minus 225. And of course, I said they played last night as well. Pens and Devils won. Make it 7 tomorrow. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Rock in Newark. A day game, 1:30, Kings and Preds in Nashville, 4 o'clock, Hawks and Flames at Saddledome, and Sharks Oilers at Rogers Place, 7 o'clock, Sabres Bruins in Boston, Islanders are in Toronto, Red Wings and Canadians at the Bell Center, the Jackets are in Philadelphia against the Flyers, Wild and Jets in Winnipeg, 10 o'clock, Senators and Canucks in Vancouver, and the Kraken are in Vegas on Saturday night. Let's take a look at Sunday in the NHL. See what we got. Canes Rangers at the Garden at 12:30 on NHL Network. 5 o'clock, Panthers and Lightning at Amalie in Tampa. What a game. And also at 5, Kings and Caps in D.C., Ducks and Utah at the Delta Center in Salt Lake Shakers. 8 o'clock, Kraken and Avs at the Ball Arena in Denver. And Senators Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta. That's all the NHL through the weekend. Tonight's going to be unbelievable. Indiana and Notre Dame at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. It's the college football playoff. Notre Dame's laying 7, 51.5 the number. It's going to be in the high 20s and snowing. Also today at noon, Ohio and Jacksonville State in the Cure Bowl in Orlando. Ohio's won 6 in a row. They're laying 5.5. And at 3:30, Tulane in Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl at Raymond James in Tampa. Florida's laying 10.5, 11 in some houses. That one's on the deuce. The game at noon with Ohio is on ESPN. The game with Indiana Notre Dame's on ABC. Tonight at 8 o'clock from South Bend. That's going to be kick-ass. Now, I want to keep you aware of what's going on in terms of the rest of the games on Saturday, because there's going to be some good ones. It all starts with SMU and Penn State at Happy Valley tomorrow at noon on TNT. Penn State laying 8.5. 4 o'clock, Clemson and Texas on TNT. Texas laying 12, 51.5. That one's at Memorial Stadium in Austin. And then at 8 o'clock, Tennessee and Ohio State at the Shoe in Columbus on ABC. Ohio State laying 7.5, 45.5. How about Saturday having those three games? Don't forget tomorrow, Saturday, you got two NFL games. 1 o'clock, Texans and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kansas City laying 3.5. Mahomes will play. 42.5 is the total. And then at 4:30 on Fox, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Baltimore Ravens at the Bank in Baltimore in the Charm City. Baltimore is laying 6.5. 44.5 is the total. The Steelers have beaten the Ravens in 8 of the last 9 meetings. That's everything in sports. You know where to find me, 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV, and Sirius Channel 159. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. Watch Profit Plays for all the picks. Makes people lots of money. People love it. You can watch Pharrell Unplugged. You can watch Pharrell and the Prophet. And on Saturdays, how the F did they get Tony Bruno? There's killer shows on the app. Get the app. It's badass. Pharrell and the Prophet is what it is called. I'll see you at 3 on C2C every day, Monday through Friday. Shake out. Ooh, shake out. Ooh.